Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Song of the day from 1975, Sister Golden Hair by America. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
You go first, Bill. Please.
Please. I was able to go to the app. I'm not able to listen on the stream.
All right. Thank you.
I went to the app. And I kind of luckily I missed this a couple times before, and I've been remote in the past. Mm-hmm. What year again, Jake?
1975. Which is
75. I'm going to say, Sip. Have you heard the song over 2,000 times,
Bill? It's like a part of our. It's like a family member almost.
It was like a family member. The song exactly. That was a family member. And then also, what was great about obviously I had an older sister, Tamara. That was right in her and Shin Daddy's wheelhouse, and I just embraced it. America. Oh, incredible song, Jake. Better times at the highest level. It's a 9222.
Nice,
incredible
Bill.
Incredible song.
Good job. Good summation. It takes me back to Pawnee Park Pool. They had a speaker, you know, just a little speaker that jutted out from the building where you had to shower and check in. And I can hear that song playing. And think about it, Bill. In 1975, we were 11. No, we weren't. We were 9. 9 years old. You know, and then you'd hear the song when you're 10 and 11 and 12. It's a summer song to me. So it's a perfect.
Very much.
Is it? Is
it? I can just. Steve, remember how it was when you went into that pool area? Back then, you used to get a basket. Did you guys have baskets?
Yes, one undo.
Yeah, you got a basket. Yep. But it was cooler in there, and the concrete was wet.
Right.
And it was cool when you went into that where you got your basket at, and then you, like I said, to hear that song playing, getting my basket. That was, oh.
It was one of the songs you'd hear. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 922 from Bill. Sip, are you as high as Bill on this one?
Jake is pressing for a rating.
He's pressing. He doesn't want to hear about the pool and the basket. He's pushing back on that. And that was a time, Jake, of better times.
Not pushing back on that at all. It sounds incredible.
He just took everything away from me and Steve. We both went to a different place in our life, and we're happy. And then you just cut it off. Just
that's what I do.
I don't even know what to even say now. I mean,
Jake.
I'm sorry.
Let us relive our childhood a little bit.
Yes.
We don't do that enough on this show.
No, we don't.
Tension in your neighborhood. Play this over a loudspeaker. Everybody will feel better. I'm with Bill. I don't want to go over because it makes it feel like I'm upstaging him a little bit. I'll say 9-3. Right into nines for sure. It's an amazing song.
Happy Rudy's
going to
be a
7-2. Rudy, 7.7 says good vibes as the description there.
Okay,
from Rudy.
I like what Rudy's doing. He's starting to branch out a little bit with the commentary.
I like that. Please.
Thank you,
Rudy. Keep the comments coming, Rudy.
Yeah, you can use more than two words, too.
good vibes.
That sentence is fine.
Some ratings here before we move on to Bill's Thrills. Shamia, 8-7. Ron, 4-2. Chet in Nebraska City, that's a 10.
Oh,
good work.
Chet.
Bill and Bennett, 5.75. Jake and Hickman, 5.6. Mike and Dalton, 9. Sean in Omaha says smooth, 8.98. Lyle in Omaha, 7. Houston, 5. Bolivar, 6.5. Sanderson says, I mean, come on, 9.5.
Wow, Sandy.
An obvious high score. Sandmaster in KC, 6.1. Gavin and Pender, 10 plus. Downtown Scott, 4.2. Who in Columbus?
Bert,
2. That's not bad from remote. That was pretty good.
That's actually
that was
really
pretty
good.
Good
cadence.
Casey and Seward, 3.3. Mm. Matt says epic fail, 2.
I don't understand.
Matt.
Come on, Matt.
We didn't grow up. What's your age, Matt?
Yeah.
What's your age?
Probably like 10.
Yeah, Bill's right. We heard that song. Oh.
When a song comes on like that from that year and you know every single word,
yeah.
That's just That's better times.
Yeah, you know everything about that song.
Can't forget YouTube here. Chris 8.3. Genghis 8.7 says way better times. Genghis.
Thank you, Genghis. God bless you.
Albert 9.5. East Lincoln West 9. Better times.
Yep.
Robert 8.7. Heyman 5. Nelson Montana 8.
Heyman. You glossed over Heyman.
At the 5. He did it to himself.
That's
with a
Rick Heyman.
You're
Heyman.
Way out of bounds, Rick.
That is Rick Heyman.
And Genghis says, I'm blown away that Rick gave that song a 5.
Hmm. Yeah, hello, Rick. Rick, we do kind of want you to explain yourself here.
I'm sure he will in our text line. Okay. It is time, without further ado, for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. They do all things remodels, kitchen, bathrooms, and whole house remodels, additions, basement finishes, and custom new homes. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting, our sponsor of Bill's Thrills. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Starting off here, we're going to go football facts. Is that okay, Jake?
I'd like that. I would. Loved Football Facts Monday.
I would love it too.
We need recollection on play selection.
Ooh.
We need recollection on play selection. Hmm. Plays I miss, Steve. Plays that I miss. Hidden ball, fumble rooski,
yes.
Hidden man, Statue of Liberty,
Statue of Liberty,
Daffy Duck, Oregon spread, goal line vault, Globe of Death, fake incomplete bounce pass.
Beautiful.
That was a good run there.
Wait a second.
That's a good list.
Fake incomplete bounce pass.
Oh, the hidden. Let's go in order. The hidden ball.
Okay.
There was just the time that was spent in practice. Sometimes on a fake punt on how to hide a ball, like you'd place it behind someone's like hip.
Yeah.
Or back in the old days, Jake, they had to make a rule that you couldn't put the ball under your jersey. They would actually put the ball under their jersey so you couldn't tell who had it. Is that not better times?
Better times.
There's always, watch out. Who has the ball? Don't know. It's under their jersey. You couldn't tell who had it.
They should reinstate that rule.
The fumble rooski was put in where the guard would pull and you'd hand the ball directly to the guard pulling around went the other way. Then they made a rule change that you couldn't do that. You had to set the ball on the ground for the guard to grab the ball off the ground. Dean Steinkuhler Orange Bowl comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
The hidden man is what was an epic work by coaching staffs of how to hide players coming off the sideline or on the field. So they made a rule back in the day when you substituted, all you had to do was simply just step onto the field. So you could have a substitute on the sideline, step 6 inches on the field and be eligible. And they would, and then you'd throw the ball to him. You'd hide him with, and then it got to be, you had to go out to the numbers. You had to at least go to the numbers to report in. That made you so you were visible. But then you would work, teams would work on getting players.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a bunch to run out. And as players were coming off the field, there would just be an exchange. And then the hidden player would come back off with the ones that were coming on, and you would hide them. Better times, the time spent by a coaching staff. The Statue of Liberty, Jake, is when the guy, the old school one, the quarterback could go back to pass and retreat and would bring the ball back like he's ready to throw it all the way extended backwards behind him. And then have a reverse come off of the guy come around and grab the ball off of his hand. And that was the Statue of Liberty. The Daffy Duck Oregon spread was a wild spread, still somewhat seen occasionally. It's where there'd be a center with the ball, mm-hmm. and the tackles and guards would be lined up as wide receivers. on the line of scrimmage. And so it created all kinds of crazy defensive schemes to get lined up to it. Steve, the goal line vault.
Yes.
Walter Payton up and over, fourth and one from the one. He come out of his tailback position and would vault, Jake, extend up and over the top of everyone. And the defenders had to try to work a defensive scheme as linebackers and knock. It was a thing of beauty to see it. The Globe of Death, it's one that we named that, but that was one on kickoff return when they'd kick the ball off and six guys would come together and everyone left the pile at the group, the small group with their hands over the top and rolled over the top of the ball. And so no one knew what six guys had the ball.
Oh.
And then and take off out of there. Incredible.
The Globe
and
of
the
Death.
Fake incomplete bounce pass. In the old turf, the ball would bounce like a basketball. So you could throw the ball backwards and skip it, and it looked as if you'd thrown an incomplete bad pass. Then he would catch it and stand there for a brief second like, man, what a horrible pass. Then he would throw a double pass off of it. Turner did it to Irving Fryer back in the day. So I just wanted to talk about plays that we miss.
Yeah,
the recollection on play selection.
The Statue of Liberty, the last time we saw a game was the Oklahoma-Boise State game. 2007 Fiesta Bowl, I want to say.
In that area.
I believe that was a two-point conversion to win the game?
I don't know.
It was either a touchdown, two-point conversion to win the game. They had the proposal afterwards. That was the last time you had an epic Statue of Liberty play.
He threw like a fake bubble screen and came off of it with the running back coming back around to take the ball. So it was very similar to that, okay. Jake. I was originally sorry, but that play can still be called a Statue of Liberty the way it was set up. Absolutely.
How many times in the playground did you get in the little huddle and say Statue of Liberty?
Statue of Liberty. I guarantee it. And it was like then there'd be a slight scrum on who was going to take the ball off the quarterback's hands.
Yep. Statue of Liberty.
Yes. There'd be a scrum with that.
I love the skip pass. What you're doing there isn't just like this is a momentary. It's just a moment of confusion by the defense that you're capitalizing on. That some safety's gonna go, oh, it's incomplete. Oh no, it's not. It's not incomplete.
No, it's not.
Then the guy's running by him, right? That's the idea.
So the pass had to be backwards, Jake. So it was a lateral, but off the old turf, the ball would just skip, and it would just bounce up right to him.
But you hope that was the trick, right? That you had to throw the bounce pass. Yeah,
yeah, you had to throw a nice spiral, but it had to be nose down.
Right.
Or to skip up. If you threw a little bit flat or not a good throw with it, it wouldn't skip correctly. Off the old turf was what made it really, really good.
Globe play called, Bill? The Globe what?
Of Death.
Globe of Death. I've never heard of that one until today.
So you can call it, there really wasn't a name for it. I called it Globe of Death. That's what we called it at Northern Arizona. But there'll be a kickoff, and also they're like five or six guys come together in a group.
Okay.
And the defense is running down, and then they all burst out, and they're all with their hand. They're rolled over the top of the ball, so no one knows who had the ball. And Idaho State ran it against Idaho for a touchdown in a big game. I remember that. So that's where the name Globe of Death came from. But also we did it at Northern Arizona. We installed the Globe of Death in practice. And we were working on it pre-practice as the head coach, Steve Axman, came walking out. And we're in full – okay, now it's run at full speed, and we did it full speed. And all six guys burst out, and the ball was laying on the ground.
Oh, uh-oh.
Did everybody start laughing?
And then the head coach walked by and just goes, that's out. We're not doing it.
Scrapped that one from the playbook. Yeah,
come on.
It got scrapped on the spot. It got scrapped on the spot, the Globe of Death.
Is the Globe of Death outlawed? Are all of these outlawed?
No. Obviously, hidden ball underneath the jersey.
That's outlawed.
Bubble Ruski is still legal in my mind, as long as you set the ball down on the ground.
Yeah, not all.
The hidden man, they fight really bad because of deception. So they fight that really, really hard. The Oregon spread, Daffy Duck, Oregon spread is still in there. The vault, I don't know where that's at because you don't see that at all anymore. And that was Jake. Third and one, fourth and one from the one. That was the standard play.
Yeah, here it comes.
That was the play you saw. You saw someone up and over.
Yeah. I like the Globe of Death. I think out of all of these, The Globe of Death.
The best name.
If you're
for
watching,
sure.
All of a sudden you're watching TCU versus North Carolina in like the first game of the year,
okay.
And TCU runs the Globe of Death against Bill Belichick for a touchdown, it would be epic. It would be one it would be talked about. It'd be Sports Center for forever. It would go on and on and on. So it'd be very cool.
It sound, a lot of these sound fun. That one sounds really fun.
It'd just be fun when you guys imagine calling it in the huddle. Oh, you call that stuff like
Globe
that.
Of Death on three.
Right. And then I would think it would be met with laughter in practice sometimes.
We got it.
It was Johnson that had the ball.
Johnson. And the thing is, when you're in the globe, when you're in that group, and they call that was the globe, when you're in there, everyone knows who's getting the ball. Right. You can't be like going, well, you just decide when you get in there. No, then there'd be a bunch of guys arguing in the globe. You know, it's like you had to have it preset. But that's also a playground play.
Yeah, that sounds so much fun. Like, look who has the ball.
Yeah. 42 fake bounce onto the fake bounce pass when it got called would be epic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Scary. Really, it's kind of scary. That play, the bounce pass is scary because of the bounce.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to ball handle that too. I mean, it's coming off. It's like
Fumble
a shortstop.
Like I said, all of them. They're just. There's a lot more plays, but those just stood out to me. Because I remember we threw a touchdown pass. I think it was Don Schroeder caught a pass against Scribner when my dad was coaching, where he just stepped on the field from the sideline.
Oh.
And you do it about the 50-yard line, so he's just milled in with all the other players, and all of a sudden,
I love that
he
one.
Just steps on the field. Guy runs it, kind of confusion. Guy runs out and steps on the field, and he's only 6 inches from the sideline, and no one sees him to throw a touchdown pass to him.
All these plays should be legal.
All Bring them back.
Everything should be legal. The hidden ball rule. I agree with that.
Well, they should all be legal. I mean, we have to combat fan apathy. That'd be one way. All these plays are legal now. All of them.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
We need recollection on play selection.
And that is
what were these plays, Steve? When would they have been played?
Better times!
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Hour 2 is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.